gonna review with you, and first that how many weeks for the Greenland? How many weeks? Quickly. 8. Okay, let's start. 1. First week. Second week. All together. First week. Second week. Third week. Fourth week. Fifth week. Sixth week. What? Okay, the girls. What? Okay, perfect. The seventh week? Palm Sunday. And the last one? Resurrection. Okay, perfect. So yesterday, so we know now about like how many weeks and what the weeks are exactly for in the Greenland. The second thing that's yesterday. We learned together about what is the Adam, what is the waters, right? So all the hymns of Adam, when we are saying like Ipsali Adam, okay? What is Adam? When we sing the hymns, which is called Adam, like Ipsali Adam, huh? Which days? Yes. Perfect. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And what is waters? When we sing waters. No, what? Yes, huh? Exactly. What the meaning of waters? Adam, we know it's Adam. What the meaning of what? No, someone else. Huh, I saw like yesterday. I'm going to check. Okay. Burning bush. Exactly. Perfect. So burning bush. And why we are saying this, Adam and waters? Okay. There is hymn named Tadakiyah. Okay. Tadakiyah. The first Tadakiyah on Sunday. The first word is Adam. And the first Tadakiyah. The first word in Tadakiyah on Wednesday. It's waters or the burning bush. Okay, that's why we call them both together. Yesterday, we learned about the Psali of Adam, which is ready for in the Greenland. Okay, I don't want to take more time. Today, we should go together with the Psali of Waters. But I asked you yesterday to remind me with something. You remember what is that? I asked you to remind me. Huh. Yes, good. Perfect. So we're going to see now here. Okay, the panorama. This is a panorama. Why I'm going to explain to you the panorama for the cross tomorrow. What is the feast of what? Huh? Feast of the cross. Tomorrow is the feast of? No, I can't hear. The feast of? Perfect. How many times we celebrate the feast of the cross during the year? Yes. Twice. Perfect. First one is? It's easy. Like what? Yes. Finally, okay. When we celebrate, very, very good. So when we celebrate the feast of the cross tomorrow, it's, you remember I read this in Xarian. It was what which day today in the Coptic calendar? Like only you know. Huh. What today is? I said like something. Today is Baramahot. Oh, Baramahot. Huh? 9. Exactly 9. So tomorrow is what? 10. So 10 Baramahot or Baramahot. It's one of the Coptic, in the Coptic calendar. Okay, so tomorrow we are celebrating in the 10th of Baramahot, the Feast of the Cross. Tomorrow, the appearance of the cross, like they discover the cross. Who discovered the cross? Huh? Yes. So the Queen Helen? The Queen?
Queen Helen.
Yes, Queen Helen. So the Queen Helen? Yeah. Okay, so the Queen Helen, and who is like the son of Helen, of the Queen Helen? Yes.
Constantine.
Yeah, King Constantine. Wait. So yes. So tomorrow, the Feast of the Cross. The Queen Helen and the King Constantine, they went to Jerusalem and they discovered where is the cross. Okay, so this is the first feast of the cross tomorrow, 10 Paramhat. Okay. Can you remember the second feast of the cross? When? No, not resurrection. No.
Good Friday?
No. No, no, no. No. It's another feast of the cross. Yes.
Somewhere in September.
Yes, exactly. Perfect. Perfect. The 27th of September. So tomorrow is the 19th of March. Okay. Which is in the Coptic calendar. It's a 10 Paramhat. Okay. And the 17th of Tut, which is the 27th of September. Exactly. We celebrate the second feast of the cross. What is exactly celebrate about? Like we celebrate what in the cross? The feast of the cross. So we know tomorrow, the 19th of March, which is 10 of Paramhat, we are celebrating when the Queen Helen and the King Constantine, they went to Jerusalem and they discover where exactly they found the cross. What about the second one? Huh? Who saw the cross?
Constantine.
Yeah, exactly, Constantine. So Constantine, he was in the war. The King Constantine, he was in the war. And when he was in the war, he suddenly found a big cross in the sky. Okay, so the appearance of the cross to the King Constantine, he changed his life totally. That's why we celebrate the second one, the second celebration of the cross. It's on 27th of September, as you said exactly, it's in September, 17th of Tut. So how many feasts do we celebrate across? Two. First one is? Tomorrow is what? Yes. No, okay, the Coptic calendar. Tomorrow is what? 10 of Paramhat. Again, so tomorrow is 10 of Paramhat. Okay, the 19th of March, 10 of Paramhat, the first feast. And what we are celebrating tomorrow? Huh? They found? Yeah, they found the cross. The second one is in September, 27th of September, the 17th of Tut. 17th of Tut. And this is the appearance of the cross to the King Constantine. Okay, can you explain to me? Here is the panorama of the cross, of the crucifixion. Who is this man? Huh? Yes. Yeah, Moses, exactly. And what he is holding on in his hand? Huh? So, yes. Yeah, sure. Huh? It's not turned into a snake. This is a stick, yes. And on the top, there is like, yes. Huh? Yes, a snake, exactly. Snake, exactly. And why he was holding this stick and why he's looking to the cross here? You know the story what happened? The story of Moses, this one. So all the people of Israel, they are sick. A little bit. So all the people are a little bit sick. So God said to Moses, to heal them, do this stick and have the snake on the top. And everyone is looking to this stick, he's going to be healed. Like, really? It's a symbolized, a symbol. Of what? Of the cross. When we look to the cross, if we have a sin, we are healed. That's why Moses is representing and that crucifixion now, when he is holding the stick with the snake, like it's exactly like when we look to the cross and we are healed. Who is this man on the other side? Huh? This man. No, yourself. Huh? Exactly. And who is, he's holding who? Huh? He's holding? Exactly, perfect. And why? Okay, if we now would say this is the panorama, the cross panorama of the cross, so our crucifixion. So we know now that Moses, when he's holding the rod and he's a snake here, when he looked to Moses, like all the people, or the, I mean the this rod, everyone is healed, like the cross. What about Abraham? Why is Abraham representing, or when Isaac representing Christ or the crucifixion? What happened? You remember the story of Abraham and Isaac? Huh? Someone explain it. You said before. Need someone else. Someone else. You know the story of Abraham, right? What happened? Huh? And what happened after?
God asked Abraham to Isaac as a sacrifice. So then he was anointed, and he was about to use Abraham and kill him for the sacrifice. But then God dropped a goat before Jesus.
So to representing, like, okay. Isaac is representing exactly Christ. So Abraham, he took Isaac and he went on the mountain. Okay, God, he was testing only the love of Abraham, okay, to give like Isaac like as a sacrifice. But he's testing his love. And Abraham, he said, I'm going to go and I'm going to give Isaac a sacrifice. It's exactly like God, the Father, okay, the Father, he's loving his Son, Christ, Jesus Christ, and he gave him as a sacrifice the same also. So it's about crucifixion. So tomorrow we are celebrating a great feast of the cross, because the cross is our what? What is the cross representing to us? Huh? The cross representing to us what? Huh?
What else?
Huh? Yes.
Our faith.
What else? What is the cross representing to us? Huh?
Love.
What else? Huh? What's the cross representing to us? Huh? Someone here before going to the voice. No, you said. Huh? Someone else from here. What the cross representing to us? Huh? Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. So we are doing a cross on ourselves. So what is it representing? You said faith. You said the love, salvation. Yes, we have
the Holy Spirit.
Okay, when we like the Son and the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit. The Father, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, like the Trinity. Yes. Said the Trinity, yes, okay, for sure. What else? Yes. Yes.
Self-control.
Self-control? When you look, okay, maybe. I'm not sure, but that's okay. Yes, you're right.
Joy.
Joy, okay.
Resurrection,
okay.
Protection
too. Yes, this is what I need exactly to know. You have to know that cross. Yes, you have something there different. Yeah, exactly. So when we are fear, so we do like a cross. When we need a protection, so we have to do a cross. When we are have some scared, something scaring for us, so we do a cross. When we are praying, we do a cross. When we are, for example, going anywhere, so it's a blessing to do the cross. So we have always, we have a cross in our hand. We are wearing a cross. It's protection. It's our faith. It's our love. It's our everything in our life. This is a cross. The cross become our salvation. The cross become the love. Cross become protection for us. That's why we see, for example, everyone, for example, like a cross, we are wearing a cross, for example, in our neck, or for example, the priest, they have all the cross, and we have in our hands the cross too. This is a blessing. This is a protection. This is a love. And when we look to the cross, we see the love of Christ. Okay? So, tomorrow morning, we're going to come early. We're going to come at 7 o'clock in the morning. Please tell your parents to come early. Why? Because we are doing a procession of the cross. We are coming here at 7 o'clock in the morning. We have to finish 10. That's why you have a trip after. So that's why we have finished early a little bit. That's why we're going to start early. So at 7 o'clock in the morning, we're going to start by the procession of the cross. Tomorrow, we're going to see we are doing a cross procession. We're going to stand before some icons. We're going to explain tomorrow morning. We're going to stand before some icons and we read the gospel. We're going to do a procession around. Okay? So please tomorrow come early. Tell your parents to come early to attend the liturgy from early, then to attend the procession of the cross. Okay? Tomorrow the tone is going to be different. Today we said, for example, like you see the doxology in the morning, for example. Who attend the doxology? I gotta tell you to understand that the church has different tones. Okay? So for example, for the doxology of today is what? What is the tone? You remember? Okay, here for example, Shere neoti parsenos ora empin elisini. Shere pshushon te penginosari egvonan in emanoil. This is the tone of the great land during the day. And on Saturday and Sunday is different. Great Lent. It's different. So again, we change the tone. The tone during the day, a little bit different in Great Lent than Saturday and Sunday. Okay? What about the tone tomorrow? It's going to be different totally. You know it? Huh? Totally different tones. The church, our church is really amazing. We haven't the same tone for all the year. No, it's different. And tomorrow we're going to pray with joyful tone after. All the liturgy is going to be joyful tone because we are celebrating a feast. So you see again, so we have different tones. Let's together sing together the tone of the day, during the day Lent. Okay? Shere ne o ti parese. Together. Shere ne o ti parese. Ndi oro emin alisini. Shere pshushon te pengeno sari egbonan in emanoi. This is the tone of what? Great Lent during what? The days. Okay. What about during Saturday and Sunday for the Great Lent? All together. Your Omi and Alisini. Sheref Shoshonte Pengelosari Egavo Nan in Emmanuel. Tomorrow, which is the Feast of the Cross. Huh? We're gonna remember all together, huh? Oh, Shirene O Ti Parese Nosi Oro Emi En Alisini Sherep Shoshonte Pengeno Sari Ek Vonan En Emmanuel. We ask you to remember us, oh, our faithful advocate, before our Lord Jesus Christ, that he may forgive us our sins. So we know now what we're going to do tomorrow, and I'm waiting for you tomorrow morning early to pray all together and to do the procession all together. Okay? So please stand up all together. We're going to pray the gospel response. The deacon, please go inside. Ti erin in te ethnotis ere. Sons been choice. I have sinned. My Lord Jesus, forgive me, for there is no servant without sin, nor master without forgiveness. Jebediot et
who for us man and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became man, and he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried on the third day, he rose to death according to the scriptures, ascended to heaven, sits at the hand of his Father, is coming in his glory, judging dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. The Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, the Father, the Son, who is worshipped in God, Father, who spoke by the prophets, one holy cast and solid church, we confess our prison for the remission of sins. Then go shave all quiet, henty anastasi, centenia, revmoot, nempion, gentepion, sneo. Amen.
I have sent for is more than a false, he gives. O God.